Duke, and you're listening to Distorted View Daily. Like me, Tim Henson's got balls of steel. Now get out of my face or I'll rip your head off and shit down your neck. Jagoo!
And the moon star.
Hey Travis, I like beer. It's good for you.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it. We got it. Flea market. Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Stupid the James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. I don't know if you are my friend on Facebook. If not, you really should add me. Just search for Tim Henson or go to facebook.com/distortedview, all one word. That's my username. I'm kind of pissed off at Facebook. Fuck Facebook. First of all, I think pretty much every child that's been molested in the past, 3 or 4 years has been because some old pervert saw their profile pic up on Facebook while jerking off and said, grandpa-like, and struck up a friendship while pretending to be a preteen. So how dare they try to take the moral high ground? I tried to advertise on Facebook. It's actually a great service to advertise on, in theory, because, you know, everyone fills out their profile and includes their likes, you know, their interests, favorite television shows, movies and stuff. And when I'm setting up my advertisement, I can say, well, I want to advertise only to people whose favorite movie is Wrist Riders, the gay porno, or Hey, Grandma's a Whore number 8. I'm much more likely to, advertise to freaks if I'm only targeting people who included the word retards in their interest, which I did do. Now, the advertisement itself, no swear words were included. It's very PG. You know, I said, every day on Distorted View, I look for weird, funny, bizarre, vile, disgusting pieces of, stuff around the internet, and I present them to you. It's a free daily comedy podcast or whatever. And my ad was denied. It was disapproved. Not because of the ad itself, but because someone at Facebook went to distortedview.com and apparently listened to an episode. And they said, no, we cannot have people clicking onto your site. So a big fuck you goes to Facebook. I am instead advertising on the Something Awful forums. If you guys know of a website that caters to the same type of audience that would appreciate Distorted View, let me know. Someone also suggested that I advertise with Keith and the Girl, which is an option. But I wanted to spread the distortion, STD. So get the word out there. So advertise a little. And that, of course, failed miserably for me. You know, Distorted View is a hard sell. As a matter of fact, someone I know was talking to a coworker of theirs about what I do for a living, and he said, I have a podcast. And the coworker asked, well, she said, well, what does he talk about on his podcast? And, of course, he mentioned Bunny Crush. Like, why would you go right to that? You just say he talks about funny news stories or something. But he, of course, went right to, he played audio of a woman crushing a bunny while it was still alive and the bunny was screaming. And the woman, who I have met several times, has, quote, lost all respect for me. So this is my life. I don't have a lot of friends. It's so hard when you make your living from cum farts and puke porn. It's been a long time since we've featured Puke Porn Polka on the program. You're welcome. I'm just trying to help you get through your Wednesday, freaks. All right, I've got some audio to share with you. Here is a mother who understandably does not want her children playing violent video games. However, it is kind of interesting what she will allow her children to play.
The things that they're forbidden that other kids have, things that you deny them.
Game Boys, we don't...
Yeah, I don't... I'm not much for the Nintendo computer game stuff.
What about on racial terms, though?
Oh, we've got ethnic cleansing, but that's... We don't play that very often.
What's that? Is that what's that?
That's a computer game that the National Alliance puts out called... It's called Ethnic Cleansing, and... It's basically a shoot 'em up computer game in which basically a skinhead goes through a ghetto and shoots blacks and Mexicans.
Do you like it?
Mm-hmm. It's really hard, though, because, of course...
No one said ethnic cleansing was going to be easy.
All the people that you shoot have guns, too.
They're shooting
guns. They hide in bushes and stuff, and they, like, they're, like, perched up on... basketball hoops and stuff, and they're climbing in trees and stuff. So you've got to watch out, and then when you hear this gorilla sound, they make gorilla sounds, it goes ooh, 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 like that, and you go wheel like that, and then you shoot it.
Is that a good idea, do you think, April? Mm-hmm. It seems a little,
Vulgar?
Okay.
By the way, if anyone would like to play Ethnic Cleansing, I have a link to a torrent. I tried to post that on my Facebook page, but FB does not like the Pirate Bay, so instead I linked it on my Twitter sheet.
Twitter sheet.
Just go to twitter.com/distortedview, and you get the link to Ethnic Cleansing, the torrent. Moving on, I have got a horrible singer for you. This is most definitely a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, sent in by listener Mark. Thank you so much. Here is Curran's Nada. I believe is how you pronounce this kid's username. He's singing Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. So here we go.
Let's get down tonight. Woo! Baby! I'm hot just like an oven! I need some loving, and baby, I can't hold it much longer, it's getting
He's gonna
stronger
blow.
And stronger, and when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing, sexual healing, oh baby, makes me feel so fine. Helps to relive my mind. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me. Sexual healing is good for me.
It's not a good way to sing. Gotta have a better singing voice than
and
that.
And is leaving me. There's something I can do.
Oh, he just sings. Seems like he's constipated.
I call you baby, and honey, I know you'll be there.
Okay, you get the
to
idea.
To relieve me, if you get to me.
I can't stop listening. Although after listening to a few seconds from my next piece of audio, I might want to go back. Here is a guy who's recording himself in a glory hole. He's getting ready to suck some dick, and the person who's shoving his cock through the wall is someone who's very, very verbal.
This is what you want, isn't it? Yeah. You want this cock? Yeah.
Why else would his mouth be positioned in front of a glory hole? Of course he wants the cock.
Well, you gotta work for it.
Oh, he has to work for it now? The whole point of the glory hole is, you know, a dick magically appears and boom, you get to start sucking it. That's what's so great about them. If I wanted to work for dick, I'd, you know, hightail it to a sports bar and try to get a, you know, 34-year-old, you know, married dude drunk and then suck his cock. It's a challenge.
Yeah, that's it. Work my dick.
Work my dick!
Yeah.
Work my dick! That sounds like the little kid from Dick Productions. That's how he pronounces it. Oh shit, that's the version without the kid. Here, I'll do it. Dick! Oh, here it is. Wait a second.
Dick.
Dick. D-I-C is not Dick. D-I-C is Dick! Work my dick! All right, let's listen to a little more of Glory Hole Confessions.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, suck my cock now. Suck my dick and balls. Oh, yeah.
I hear it slurping.
Yeah, that's it.
Pop those balls in his mouth.
Oh, what's that dick?
Deek, it's deek.
Yeah, take it in. Suck my cock.
Okay. All right, let me just fast forward a bit here. This goes on for 13 minutes.
Mm-hmm, you gotta worship that dick.
All hail.
There you are.
Dick.
That's the only way you're gonna get my load.
All right, I have to say, the guy who is shoving his cock through the glory hole makes a huge faux pas in that he takes out his dick and replaces it with his asshole. Now, I don't know glory hole etiquette, but I know that's probably frowned upon unless it's been agreed on beforehand. And there was no talk of rim jobs in this video at all. But, you know, the dude who's given the blowjob is a trooper, licks his asshole.
Oh, yeah, he's sucking my dick and massaging my balls.
Right there, he's still sucking dick, massaging balls. Pretty much everything the guy is saying. And then, boom!
Yeah, eat that ass.
Eat that ass.
Oh, yeah. Eat that ass. Work it. Come on.
Not only is that a surprise rim job, he's being aggressive about it.
Yeah.
Eat that ass! Eat it!
Oh, yeah.
Look, it doesn't seem like the dude sucking mind at all. I mean, you hear all the slurping going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally, let's just fast forward to the very end.
You do this.
Huh?
This is what
yeah.
you want?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Come on, tell me you want my
please,
cock.
Please give me your...
You want it?
Please.
No, I'm not hearing you.
Please.
Yeah, you want that dick? Suck it down. Suck my cock down.
You get the idea. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now.
Suck my cock down.
Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's the end of the month. I'm trying to reach my quota. So if you've been thinking about signing up for the Sideshow, please do it right now. Otherwise, I'll be thoroughly depressed when I look at the final numbers for the month. I'm coming up a bit short. So, yes, please sign up for the Sideshow so I don't commit suicide. $5 a month or $50 a year get you full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Don't forget, lifetime memberships are also available. That would be great, too, if a few people signed up for lifetime memberships. They're $200, but you never have to worry about reoccurring charges again. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive, so if you want to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up... Parents in India really, really want to have boys. Unfortunately, little girls have been shooting out of the twats of Indian women. These female cunt turds are welcome into the world with a sex change operation. That's how they roll in India. God must have made a little boo-boo, so we're going to go ahead and fix that. As the Hindu Times reported that hundreds of girl children in Indore are being operated on to turn them into boys, the Medical Council of India recommended measures to ensure that parents hankering for male children don't exploit such corrective surgeries. Corrective. We're going to correct your gender, fix that up, make you worth something. Make sure that parents hankering for male children don't exploit such corrective surgeries with the help of corrupt doctors. So it's not that they have a problem with these surgeries. They just want to make sure you're using a reputable doctor. Nice. The procedure called genitoplasty, that doesn't sound good at all, do not want, F-minus, will not do business with again, is recommended only for those children whose internal organs don't match their external genitalia. For instance, someone who has male internal organs, but female genitals and female hormones. The MCI, which is the Medical Council of India, has called for the formation of a medical board of experts to decide on the needs for such a surgery in every case. Quote, there should be a medical board to decide if the surgery is medically required. It has to be a responsible decision made by a panel and not a decision between a parent and a doctor, said Professor Gautam Sen something or other, a member of the Board of Governors, MCI, and Director of Surgical Education with the Association of Surgeons of India. The State Health Department, on its part, has decided to seek documents and records from doctors who conducted such surgeries in Indore. I've told you about that book I read, As Nature Made Him, where there were twin boys, both of them had circumcision, one of the circumcisions went horribly wrong, like the doctor burned off his cock or something, and so they just decided to make him into a girl, and it didn't work out so well. He always felt like a guy, had suicidal thoughts, then they switched him back to a man, but he's fucked up, hormones and everything. I think he ended up killing himself. Look, if you've got a cock when you're born, you're a man. If you've got a pussy when you were born, you're a woman. Now, when you're older, if you feel like something's wrong, and you feel like you're a woman or a man or whatever, feel free to go ahead and mess around with your junk, turn yourself into whatever you want. But for Christ's sakes, when you're a newborn, just go with what God gave you for a while. Try test drive it for a few years. It's like the doctors are waiting in the wings after the birth, just like a used car salesman. What is it going to take for me to get her into a penis or something? I don't know. Do you have any cashback incentives? All right. It's the summer of cock and balls clearance event. All right. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm high as kite. It's the Dick and Nuts sales drive.
Dick and Nuts.
Yes, Alexis K. Tyler.
Dick and Nuts.
With 0% financing. Quote, there should be a strict procedure, such as photographing and videotaping surgeries, hot, and giving proper justification for conducting them, said Dr. Sharad Pandit, joint director in the department of,
Dick and Nuts.
Yes, I guess so, whatever. He has decided to call a meeting with the ASI's Indore branch and the Nursing Home Association to discuss the matter. Nursing, what do old people have to do with it? For the record, the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, children don't have rights, has reportedly asked the state government to investigate the matter. Such surgeries on children as young as 1 to 5 years old are rampant in Indore's clinics and hospitals. The city's genitoplasty experts say each of them have turned 200 to 300 girls into boys so far. The low cost of the surgery, relatively easy and unobtrusive ways of getting it done, and vague laws. I'd hate to see what those fucking cocks look like. And vague laws are even attracting parents from Delhi and Mumbai. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. What the hell is wrong with my voice? So annoying and out of control. This story comes from San Mateo County. I guess that's in California, right? A Daly City father is facing child abuse charges after reportedly dropping his 17-month-old son into a hot oven while teaching the toddler the dangers of banging his head against its open door. He also taught his toddler the dangers of fire. Like Frankenstein. Fire bad! See, you learn that the hard way. Fire! All right. right, back to the story here. Gregory David Culver, Jr., 20, began jury trial this week on the felony charges stemming from the December 28th incident. Prosecutors say Culver was caring for his son that night, not very well, while his girlfriend, the child's mother, worked. When the woman rushed her son to Seton Hospital with second and third degree burns on his legs, Culver reportedly told authorities that while he slept, the boy had turned on the oven and crawled inside. The LA City Police reported later discovering Culver had turned on the oven to cook a pizza and spotted his son banging his hand against the open door. To teach the child not to touch the hot oven, Culver lifted the squirmy boy's legs into the oven but lost his grip. The boy reportedly landed on the oven's heated coils, burning his legs, and Culver called his girlfriend home from work. Oh, baby's on fire. All right, that's quite enough. Culver has pleaded not guilty to all charges and remains free from custody on a $100,000 bail bond. Attorneys begin pretrial motions Tuesday, followed by jury selection on Wednesday. That would be today. If convicted, he faces approximately 9 years in prison. So there you go. And finally today, this story comes from Bridgeport, Connecticut. The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs agreed Monday to pay $925,000 to a man whose eyeball exploded during a routine outpatient cataract operation. The settlement on behalf of 60-year-old Jose Goncalves of Hartford was reached as the case was being prepared for trial in the U.S. District Court. Jose suffered excruciating pain. Yes, his eyeball exploded! I can't imagine what that would feel like. After that botched surgery and continued to have severe pain for months afterward, said Christopher Bernard. His lawyer. The damage to the eye is obvious because his iris is missing and his eyelid droops. If anything should ever happen to the undamaged left eye, he could face total blindness. Veteran Affairs did not immediately return calls for comment. I was very busy today making phone calls to these people. According to the lawsuit, Goncalves, or whatever, was blind in his right eye when a third-year resident at the VA hospital incorrectly administered an anesthetic during the November 1st, 2007 procedure. Bernard said Dr. Yu Michelle Wang, the resident, incorrectly placed a needle with a local anesthetic directly into his eye instead of behind the eye, as was proper. Then, failing to recognize her error, she proceeded to inject so much anesthetic so quickly that his eye literally exploded. Kaboom. This dude, who has worked as a roofer prior to the injury, now suffers from a significant lack of depth perception, making him completely unable to resume his previous occupation. Dude, congratulations. You'll be on disability for the rest of your life. You never have to work again. Downside? 3D movies. It's going to be a real problem for you. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news. Look, I am a glass is half full kind of guy. And I would. That's a great trade-off, right? On one hand, you can never see 3D movies again, but you never have to lift a finger for the rest of your life. You just cash the checks. Perfect. I would totally take that deal. Yeah, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Yeah, Tim, it's Goofus here. I tried to leave you a message the other day about Simfuckus passing away. I don't know if you didn't understand. His real name was Leon, from what I read in the article. He was 26. He had that disease that makes you look like an old man.
Yeah.
He was real skinny. Mm-hmm. He supposedly worked with some hip-hop group from South Africa. Maybe it's not the same guy.
Oh, no.
Sure as hell looks like him.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I saw that video. It's a music video. It's not Simfuckus, but it's someone who also suffers from that disease.
News piece on Yahoo.
You should send me that link, though, because I'd love to read that on the show and maybe link to the video so you guys can check out the Simfuckus impersonator.
Tim, you faggot. I was sitting in the couch watching TV and tried to fart and a little bit came out, so that's shit, I promise you.
So that was shit in your underwear that you just, like, rolled off into the toilet?
Hold on, something's coming out here.
Okay, great.
It's just dribbling out of my ass.
Wow.
I think something's
keep that firmed up a bit. Come on.
Hey, Tim. Such member Kenny here. So I just went to McDonald's, and I'm going through the drive-thru, and there seems to be a holdup. I hear people honking at this car.
Uh-oh.
And it's just sitting there, not moving. It's in, like, basically the middle of the line, and I get my food. The car's right after where you pick up your food. And this car is sitting right in the middle of the busy intersection, and I look at it, and it's some... that black lady chomping on some chicken. And,
from McDonald's, or did she bring it from some other fast food place?
Thank God it was TNB. So figured I'd thank you for that.
It's not a term we should be using.
Hey, Tim, this is Rachel.
I can't believe... That's one of the things that I'll go down for as popularizing TNB.
Hey, Tim, this is Rachel from Kansas.
I'm not racist, is the thing. The racists are the one that came up with it over there at the website Niggermania.
Hey, Tim, this is Rachel from Kansas, and I have four things to say to you, and then I'll get out of your hair.
Okay.
One, my ringtone on my phone is I Ejaculate Confetti from the Unicorn Fucking Sextastic Tuesday.
Okay.
Two, as of yesterday, I'm officially a Sideshow member.
Good girl.
Three, my husband is in the U.S. Army, and when he deploys, he always listens to DV, and it always brightens up his deployment. So thank you
glad.
For all you do for the
and
soldiers.
Thank him for serving this country and keeping me safe.
And four, I am slowly but surely making sure...
I love that Distorted View is now heard overseas, like in war zones and shit. As a matter of fact, if you are deployed over there in Iraq or Afghanistan, any one of those horrible, disgusting places, I want you to play Distorted View for one of the locals and have them say something like, I feel it in my fucking cunt. Fuck me! Fuck me! Maybe just a jagoo or something? I don't know. The more offensive, the better. Especially if it's little children saying it. They don't understand what they're saying, right?
Timothy James Henson, Sideshow member Dan from Texas calling in. Hey, man,
hey,
I just got done listening to the 620 show, and apparently I had drunk called you after drinking a ridiculous amount of vodka.
Yes, you were very drunk.
Mixing nerdisms with drinking, not exactly my best idea. Sorry for the spiral ham grade phone call. I'll try not to do that from now on.
That's
but,
okay. We all make mistakes.
I was thinking of you.
All right, guys, I got to tell you what's been happening. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have some sort of skin issue. I went to the dermatologist. Okay, well, first of all, let me explain. I'm itchy all over. But there's no, it doesn't appear, like sometimes there appears to be little bites or little bumps or something, but a lot of times there's just nothing. But everywhere itches, my thighs, my armpits, my chest, my back, my dick and nuts, everything, right? And so I went to the dermatologist, and she didn't give a fuck about this. She was more concerned about my dry skin. She thought that might have something to do with it. But my roommate has the same issue as me, so I know it's not just me. My issue does not have, dry skin. He has soft and supple skin. I feel it. Very jealous. I touch it with my tongue. But the issue is... Oh, so I went to the dermatologist, right? And I'm trying to convince her that there is something wrong with me. It's not just dry skin. And the only place... At that time, the only place, of course, where there were marks or little bumps was on my penis. I don't have an STD, so don't even think that. Not an STD, but it was on my cock head. Little red marks or whatever. It sounds like an STD, doesn't it? So I had to whip out my cock. It was all part of my plan to get her to touch it. And so she didn't pay much attention to it. She's like, it's nothing. So I still have this problem. It's really bad at night. During the day, it's there, but it's not really bothering me as much. But at nighttime, it's really bad. I even have to take Benadryl, and I'm scratching like crazy. What's wrong with me? Does anyone know? Has anyone had this problem? What is it?
Hey, it's Timmy.
Don't say it's chlamydia.
Hey, it's Timmy.
It's not.
Penny
not
Pie
a disease.
From Virginia, a member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
Good
member.
Girl, yes.
And I just heard that sound clip of you having sex with your black mama. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I need to have phone sex again.
Great job. Keep doing the show.
Obviously I can't have
you.
Real sex because I've got, some sort of... I have a diseased penis right now.
Jagoo, Tim.
Yes, I've called phone sex lines a few times. As a matter of fact, when I was pretending to be an adult baby, I completely forgot about that. until I was looking for intro material. So that was, I called an adult baby phone sex line. I've talked to an elderly woman as well. I think those were the only two times. If anyone has a good idea for what type of phone sex line I should call, please.
Suggest
it to me. Email me.
I just called in to give you some deuce mail, and I don't think it sounds very good. I've been feeling a little sick, so here's another one for you.
All right. Let's see how this works. Wow. If that was real, you either just poured a gallon of milk into the toilet or, you know, something horrible came out of your asshole. It's you.
Shagoo, Timmy Boo. This is Lifetime Sideshow Freak Marie from D.C.
Marie from D.C.
It's June 20th, and I'm hoping this will get there in time, but my birthday is July 4th.
Oh!
And I would love it if you could send me my Lifetime Sideshow shirt. State in the way.
All right.
After hearing him again today on the Sideshow program, I am so stoked for the shirt. So if you could do that.
I think I still have a few available too. If you want to purchase it, go to jagoo.net. There's a link also on distortedview.com. Right, I have some t-shirts left over.
Damn it, Tim.
I think. I don't know.
Damn it, Tim. That commercial with the special man, that was on Conan O'Brien, and he couldn't figure out what the guy was saying either.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he's saying, let her have it. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad I'm not the only person. You know, a lot of times I do have trouble hearing things. I can't understand what people are saying. You know, if Conan can't hear it, I'm not crazy. And finally today...
What's good? This is Dan from Bismarck calling in.
Drunk.
I'm a little behind on shows, but I was actually a question for you. If you have ever seen the movie I Spit on Your Grave, it's like there's a remake. There was an old one, but I think it was kind of gay or lame or some shit, but there's a remake of it. And there's like an hour-long rape scene in that movie, and they even have a retard raper.
Oh, really? No. What's the movie I saw? I'm going to drag you to hell or something like that?
That's crazy. I figured it'd be something that you'd be into because it's kind of fucked up and gross. Just like you, fucking careless fairy.
Thank you. I'll add that to my Netflix queue. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no God.
Yeah, you want that dick, suck it down. Suck my cock down.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. It takes just a second, but it's very important. Also, on my Facebook wall, I linked to the official, not really official, I guess unofficial, Distorted View group on Steam. I don't, if you guys play games on Steam, there's a Distorted View group. There's like 30 members right now. So if you want to join them and play games with other freaks and shit, go on Steam and search for Distorted View, or just go to my Facebook wall. I leave you now with some new music from Butch Walker. He's another one I have a problem with. You know how many people I have turned on to Butch Walker? He knows me at this point because freaks have talked to Butch Walker and said, hey, I heard about you on Distorted View. And he goes, oh, yes, the podcast. But he will not he will not talk to me directly. I would love to get him on and do an interview. I'm always playing his shit. I love Butch Walker. New music from him right now. His album's coming out in August. But enjoy this. We'll see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program if you are Sideshow Freaks. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
My name is Scott Micken, and I like ice skating.